Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
Respond to 17 Weir Street for a possible beating in progress.
I'm not with a gentleman says he resides here. Non-cooperative, but keep the cars coming.
Last July, a 911 call from a concerned citizen led Cambridge Police Sergeant James Crowley to the door of Harvard professor Henry Louis Gates Jr. to investigate a possible break-in. The police officer asked Gates for ID. Gates asked the officer for his badge number. More words were exchanged, and a brief 6 minutes later, Crowley arrested Gates, and a national uproar over race and policing followed. In the wake of the incident, a 12-member independent panel of academics, law enforcement authorities, and lawyers were assigned to review the incident and wider policies of the Cambridge police. That board, the Cambridge Review Committee, released its findings today, and WBUR's Bianca Vazquez-Tonas is here with more. Welcome to Radio Boston, Bianca.
Hi, Meghna.
So just outline to us what the major findings were of the commission.
Essentially, they decided that both the arresting officer, Sergeant James Crowley, and Henry Louis Gates Jr. were both at fault, that the whole incident was avoidable. And in interviewing both of the men, they realized that very quickly both men realized that they'd sort of gotten to this point of no return and that they both could have done things to de-escalate the situation. Here's Chuck Wexler, the chairman of the committee and also the executive director of a think tank that focuses on policing. Here he is sort of describing again, once again, the arrest situation.
Professor Gates was concerned that he was being seen as a burglary suspect, and he felt that Sergeant Crowley was not responding to his inquiries. However, once Sergeant Crowley explained why he was at Professor Gates' home, and once Professor Gates showed Sergeant Crowley his identification, the committee concluded that the potential threat was diminished and that the behavior of both men should have begun to change.
So the behavior of both men should have begun to change as the commission sees it. Both men, that's interesting. How did Henry Louis Gates Jr., through his lawyer, Charles Ogletree, Harvard professor Charles Ogletree, respond to that?
Well, through Charles Ogletree, Gates has expressed some surprise that he was, you know, named at all in this, at being at fault. And essentially said that, sorry, I'm trying to remember the exact words. He was surprised that they thought that he should have, you know, recognized what the police officer mm-hmm. was feeling at the time. Basically, they said that he should have realized the police officer would have felt fear coming to a situation like this because there was a break in progress.
So obviously he's not happy with
being
equally named,
right,
in terms
exactly.
of having responsibility here. But if you look at a little deeper into the report, and it seems like even though the commission says this, it also indicates that when push comes to shove, the police themselves have the major responsibility, or the onus is on them to really ratchet down these situations on a daily basis.
Yeah, that's what's interesting here. They said that you know, normal folks like us should always realize the police, you know, are experiencing some level of danger, and so that we should, you know, give them the benefit of the doubt, think that they're acting in goodwill and good faith, and that we should do what they say. But at the same time, police should, at the end of the day, be the adults. Here's Wexler again explaining that.
Ideally, officers and citizens alike will try to de-escalate potentially tense encounters. But if the citizen does not do so, officers must be trained to take the higher road and work to de-escalate hostilities and communicate.
Bianca, when we were talking about this earlier, you pointed out something very interesting, that while the officers are told to take the high road in this report, the commission also said that officers should be trained to look at different people or treat different people differently, kind of based on who they are or the situation they find themselves in.
Right. This was fascinating. The commissioner, Robert Haas, basically said that police officers should use more discretion, that they shouldn't always think about safety first. They shouldn't always go into every situation, you know, completely freaked out and treating everyone the same way, like a suspect. Instead, they should really think about who's there, who they're dealing with, and who they're talking about. Here's Commissioner Robert Haas.
It's the old notion about the fact that this country's a melting pot. We dispelled that and debunked that years ago. This is a country that we embrace diversity, and people have different perspectives, and we've got to recognize that and be more versatile in terms of how we deal with different perspectives.
Bianca, is it too far to go to ask if the commission is basically saying there that once Crowley saw Professor Gates' Harvard ID, that he should have treated the professor differently based on the Harvard affiliation?
I think that's a really good question, and that's one that reporters, we all pushed the police commissioner, and he didn't really want to expand on that, but it seemed clear that he thought that yes, once you see someone, is confused, that they deserve an explanation. And he went on later to say the police don't like to explain things, but they should explain things. They should say, hey, you know what? This is procedure. This is what I'm doing. I'm asking you for your ID because that's what we do when we get to a situation like this. That he should have just explained a little more.
It seems like the commission is asking both citizens when dealing with police officers and officers themselves to have a great deal of versatility when it comes to day-to-day interactions between cops and the community. Did they have any concrete recommendations on how officers could achieve that kind of versatility and what's a high-stress job and how we in the community can be equally understanding of officers?
Well, they suggest the good old public forum for everyone and also better training for police. One thing that the police department has already done, and they did this before this report came out, is they started to look at their disorderly conduct arrests. And they also started to insist on better standards for documenting arrests so that there's less confusion, you know, when we look at it later, when we try to decide what exactly happened.
Well, so a balanced but still slightly provocative conclusion here from this new commission on the Gates-Crowley affair of last year.
Right.
WBR's Bianca Vazquez-Tonis, thank you so much for bringing us up to speed on that.
Thanks, Magna.